invisible tethers that hold us back from becoming who we really are. But while the elephant submits to its restricted boundaries, we possess the freedom to set the scope of our own dreams. We're free to move out of the dusty circle where we've stood, stuck and discouraged, and into a new terrain that offers a landscape of vast potential. We can awaken that smoldering spark inside ourselves and become our best and truest selves. I know because I've done it myself, and so have millions of others. There's a positive force that flows through you that is unique. At Spark People, we help you tap into it to envision your best life and then achieve it. Take the time to do this now, wherever you are. Focus on the core of strength and promise that resides within you, underneath whatever chaos your life may be in, or whatever shape your body. Give yourself up to this moment. Dare to see it. Now look down at your feet. Slip out of those invisible tethers. Then ask, where would you take yourself right this moment if you walked towards your most heartfelt dream? What would your life look like? What would your body look and feel like? What level of energy would you have? What might be your favorite activity? What would your daily life include? Imagine happiness, the sweet glow of inner contentment, the way it tastes and smells and feels. It may feel odd, even uncomfortable at first. As adults, we've grown unaccustomed to dreaming. But our brains respond to wishing. Envisioning our hopes provides a path, as luminous as a beam of moonlight. Once you visualize what you wish, an inner road is being cobbled for you to follow. Maybe you see yourself on a Hawaiian beach, slim and active. Or maybe you envision something more specific, like our member who dreamed of becoming a police officer, but was so heavy he had trouble getting off his couch. 100 pounds lighter, after joining Spark People, he recently passed the agility exam for the Bakersfield, California Police Department. Or maybe, like our member Linda, you wish for increased mobility and health. She wrote, I'm the lowest weight I've been in 9 years, and I am proud of the fact I did it from a wheelchair. I've lost over 50 pounds with my limitations. I was born with a disability and needed spinal surgery. I lost the use of my legs through the surgery and had given up. I ballooned up over 300 pounds. I found Spark People, and it changed my whole outlook on life. I saw there was hope for me to be healthier. Although many people first come to Spark People for weight loss, our program is actually a way of life, a state of mind. It's a roadmap that will take you to a destination all your own, a place where you have confidence in who you are and what you can become. As founder and CEO of Spark People, I've watched millions of others spark their lives to not only lose a tremendous amount of weight and achieve levels of fitness they never thought possible, but reach astonishing life goals as well, from healthier kids and family to improved career and financial well-being. Our program inspires an inner power that not only connects you with others, but makes you capable of performing feats beyond your dreams. My own journey of self-discovery led me to Spark People, and thanks to the internet, the Spark message has spread to millions of people, many of whose lives have been changed. But this book can do even more, connecting the dots between diet, fitness, community, confidence, and feeling good. The Spark delivers on the promise that dieting can be transformative. Its visionary system of support, motivation, diet, and fitness has a proven track record, nearly 10 million pounds lost, and thousands of personal goals reached, and still counting. We recently sent a survey to a random sample of our millions of active members and received over 5,500 responses. The survey reinforces our program's core belief that the old punitive dieting model is both outdated and ineffective. This survey's compelling findings include dozens of practical ways to get results, the secrets of the most successful, those who either had met their goals or had lost 100 pounds and were on track to reach their final goals, are found throughout the rest of the book. Perhaps the most striking result of our survey was the answer to the following question.